Who is Patrick Buchanan? In many ways, he's a former incarnation of Donald Trump as a presidential candidate. After challenging President George H.W. Bush in 1992, he gave a speech at the Republican convention warning of a culture war in the U.S., with Bill and Hillary Clinton representing the wrong side. Like Trump, Buchanan preached divisiveness and attacked the Republican establishment. In a recent interview, Buchanan claimed that his 1992 speech got it right. His major argument was that the United States in 1960 was a wonderful country. He acknowledged that there were problems related to civil rights, but that things were improving. According to him, beginning in the 1960s, the country went to hell in a handbasket. This struck me as a great example of a big lie. The right wing has a story that the United States was a great country until the leftists got influential through the civil rights, anti-war, hippie, women's lib, and gay lib movements. Right-wing politicians have demonized the movements of the 1960s and since, even as they pay lip service to Dr. King. Too many ignorant people ignore that contradiction and willingly consume the rotten red meat fed to them. But there is a real story. In 1960, I was 17 years old. I lived a comfortable middle-class lifestyle and went off to college that fall. 10 years later, after 6 years of graduate school, I got my first full-time job. I watched the United States change dramatically from my teenage years through my first decade of employment. And I can confidently assert that the United States in 1970 and later in 1980 was a much better country in all aspects than it was in 1960. It's not just the obvious that African Americans were granted de jure civil rights and voting rights as a result of the struggles that began with the Montgomery bus boycott. It's not even that women began to achieve equality in the workplace and before the law after the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the emergence of second wave feminism in the 1970s. The United States economy began to work for the majority of the people during the period after 1960, not just the comfortable white middle class of which I was a member. Here are some important statistics. In 1960, infant mortality in the U.S. was over 20 per thousand live births. That number has fallen to less than 7 50 years later. More importantly, it had fallen to 12 by 1980, 20 years after Buchanan tells us the U.S. started falling apart. The percentage of the population living in poverty was above 20% in 1960, and it began to fall dramatically that decade. By 1980, it was down to 15%. Perhaps the most dramatic example of what one writer called America's hidden success was the fact that elderly poverty fell much more than for the nation as a whole. This is in large part due to the passage of Medicare and Medicaid, which didn't exist in 1960. Even as the national poverty rate has not fallen much since 1980, the rate among the elderly has continued to fall. It was close to 30% in the early 1960s, had fallen to 15% by the end of the 1970s. Since 1960, it has fallen from higher than the national average to lower than the national average. Hunger has also fallen dramatically since 1960, making its greatest gains in the two decades before 1980. This was in large part due to the dramatic expansion of the food stamp program during the 1970s. The United States is a much better country than it was in 1960. Buchanan and Trump want to turn the clock back, but if we the people are armed with the truth and make sure our friends and neighbors learn the truth, we can keep our country from going down the dangerous path to Mussolini or Hitler-style fascism.